Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Good morning, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Financial Coach for You Blog Talk Radio. Today, we have an awesome and amazing guest by the name of Steve Stover. He's going to talk to us about starting your own business, because we know starting a business can require a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of money. So whether it's marketing or social media or even PR, it might be time to start your own business, people. Welcome, Steve. Welcome to my show.
Thanks, Coach Ray. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for the opportunity to share on your show here.
Awesome. I'm so glad you took time out of your busy schedule, because I know you're a busy guy. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my background is I'm a professional counselor for over 20 years experience working with individuals with disabilities in the vocational rehab industry, helping individuals with disabilities get back to work. And throughout that career, I also helped quite a few individuals start their own business. And my expertise is actually working with individuals who are receiving disability benefits through Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, or SSI, and helping them to be able to transition back to work to be able to make that transition smooth. And on many occasions, I had clients who basically were looking for ways to get back to work and start their own business. And that's my background. But just recently, I started my own business in financial coaching, helping individuals become more financially independent. So in a way, it's about the same. It's in my past career, it's helping those specific clients go back to work and becoming financially independent. And this business I have is also specializing on persons with disabilities.
Wow, sounds like you do a whole lot. And so for the listening audience out there that want to start a business, they have that desire, I want to start my own business, I'm tired of working for the man, I want to be the man. What advice do you have for them? What are some important characteristics that person need to have in order to a business?
Yeah, that's a great question, Coach Ray. The first thing that someone needs to look at, first of all, is finding out the why they are wanting to go into the reason why they want to go into starting their own business and the motivation behind that. And in other words, what's their purpose? What's their passion? What really drives them to move forward? Because having your own business, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of resources. It can take a lot of resources. It can just take so much time and effort. And so the motivation behind why someone does that has to be very strong. Otherwise, that's why so many different businesses fail, because people give up.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
Because I told my son when he went out to, was going off to college, and I told him, I said, son, do what you're passionate about. You need to study what you're passionate about, because it's not just about making that money. Anybody can really make money. But when it is about passion, when you know your why, it gives you purpose. It gives you purpose,
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And so a lot of young people, I teach financial literacy practically all over, I'll say, the country now because of the virtual aspect. A lot of young people have these dreams and desires inside of them, and they want to. What can you tell them? What advice can you tell a young person right now
Yeah, for those young individuals, is first of all, do some self-searching, some soul-searching, in other words, of looking to identify what is really their natural talents, their natural abilities, things that they really have a passion for, things that they have, there's a fire that burns within them, and they have to ask themselves, if I were to choose something that I were to do for free, and I would still love doing it, and I wouldn't get paid for it, what is that one thing? And that's something that I always have encouraged my clients in the past is, what's that one passion that you would do and wouldn't worry about getting compensated, at least financially, because there's the internal compensation. And that's what really drives someone to keep moving forward, and that's what gives them that energy, is being able to find that purpose.
Yes. And a lot of people think it costs so much money to start their own business. That's why they don't even take that first initial step. They just think about, one day I'd like to start my business. But what advice can you tell them? I mean, there's so, like, for example, my daughter, she has her own business. She didn't have to go to college and get a degree in business to start her own business. She started it when she was 10 years old, you know? You know, listening to people talk about their passions. I know one of the things that we do here at Financial Coach for You is sit people down and bring it out. Bring it out of them, you know, and have them write down your why, write down your goals, write down, you know, your what do you want to do? The why, the what, the who, the how, and then we can move forward, right?
And so there's so many tools that can help people to do that. Sometimes people get lost and go in different directions and not really sure how to identify that and how to narrow that down. And there's actually, as a vocational rehab counselor, I was actually been trained on how I'm helping people to be able to narrow that down in terms of identifying their talents and abilities and what that passion really is. So
would you advise someone to right out of the gate start a business plan or write their business plan? Would that help?
You know, that's an interesting question, and while most people would think that it would be the best thing to start writing everything out in the details, however, there's actually been studies that have shown that it doesn't really make any much difference. If someone has written a comprehensive business plan before they start their business, and those individuals who haven't written one down, there isn't really any much difference. And the reason being is that there's so many changes. When someone starts their own business, they have to be willing to be flexible and to be coachable also.
Right. Flexible
also, that's
and
one
coachable.
Thing apart.
That is, ooh.
Right.
Yes.
They have to be willing to adapt, and change. And one of the things that I would always recommend is finding a mentor of someone that's in the industry and just getting underneath their wing if someone's brand new, and collaboration. Collaboration is a lot more accepted today than it was years ago. It was more of a focus on the competition and you know, I don't want you to know what's going on with my business. But now it's more of a networking strategy where people are joining forces together to be able to help each other. And it's a win-win situation in that way.
I love win-wins. Yeah. You know, what I always advise people when they said, I want to start my own business, and I get an idea of what they want to do, I tell them, have you created your logo? That's the first I would advise them to do. Create your logo. And if you need help creating your logo, find someone that you can just share your dream, share your passion, share your business with, and say, hey, this is what I want to do. If I want to create shirts, you talk about, is it just an ordinary shirt? I mean, everybody's created shirts these days, you know? Everybody's printing out these shirts. What sets your shirt apart from someone else? Your shirt-making business. What sets you apart? You got to give someone what they're not getting. Give them that aha. Like financial coaching, I mean, you look up, everybody wants to be a financial coach. Everybody wants to open up their own financial coaching business. But what sets us apart from the rest? You know,
exactly.
That's the key.
That's definitely the key. That's exactly one of the things I was going to mention is that, you know, how does the individual's business, how is it unique from other competitors? How is it different? What type of value does it offer to the customers that the other businesses don't offer? And that's something that has to be considered and looked into, and that's what really drives it to be more successful is its uniqueness you know, the value of what it's providing. You have to provide the value to customers.
Wonderful. So we have some callers that's calling in, and we also have some questions on the chat. So caller, your last four digits, 15. I'm going to unmute your mic. You are live. Do you have a question for Coach Stephen?
Well, actually, hello, everybody. My name is Carmen, and I wanted to make a statement, if it's okay. I recall when you guys were talking about how you would put your value on the line so that you would be set apart. I had did something in the past where I had, say, you go to a dealership, you go to the Ford dealership, and you want to buy a car. Okay, all these cars are there, they're all the same, but what is it that makes me, when I get to your particular car, what makes you want to get in that driver's seat and drive it off the lot? That's what I need to know.
Yes.
That's a great analogy.
That is
Carmen,
great.
That's a great analogy.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Ms. Carmen.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is. It's how you make me feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, like customer service is number one for me. When I go to a restaurant, from the time I set foot in your door, I'm looking to see how you're going to treat me. Because I'm coming to patronize. I'm coming to, you know, to have dinner at your facility. Do you make me feel welcome? Am I standing at the door wondering, is someone going to show me to my seat? You know, so customer, I always tell folks, if you are going to hire someone to work your front desk, make sure that person is a pleasant person, someone that's going to have great customer service skills, because that person is the first person your customers are going to see. Man?
That's right. And one mistake that a lot of people have when they start the business is focus too much on the product or service. They try to think of how can I improve that without even finding out what their customer thinks. They don't even find out what the customer likes. And sometimes they try to make improvement and changes without even doing the research of what their customers are looking for.
Yes. So starting with a survey, let me know what your needs are. Am I able to help you, you know, with your needs? You got to know where the customer is at. You got to meet them where they're at and not just try to sell, you know?
Right.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so I saw someone left on a question. It says, would you advise a person getting started to register their business or their fictitious business name? Would that be the first thing that they would have to do?
Oh, when you register a fictitious name with the city or the local government? Not necessarily, because sometimes the nature of the business, if it's an online business, or sometimes a business starts out as a gig, it's someone does a service. And so that's not necessarily, but, you know, some basic things of having a website. And there are so many free tools out there to get, be able to start, have your own website at a very low cost. Setting up a domain name and their website. There's Wix. .com is an excellent, excellent website to use. For free web to establish a website, to make a website. If someone's funds are limited, There's so many different things that are out there, other tools are out there. You mentioned a survey. There's actually free surveys that people can use.
I'm kind of rushing you because we are running out of time. 15 minutes goes so fast, you know. But I know Financial Coach for You is having a certification course this weekend. It's a 1-week fast start program, and I know you're part of that program, so you're able to work with individuals to help them with their needs one-on-one. So if that is you, be sure to register for the Financial Coach for You Fast Track Certification Course. It's 1 week, 3 sessions, and, you know, be a part of the movement. Be a part of the positive movement. And so thank you so much, Coach Stephen, for sharing your time and spending time here on this radio show, just encouraging people to start their own business. Are there any final words that you want to say?
Just let's let everyone know that if they're interested in getting a free consultation, I'm available for that. They can contact me at Stephen at Financial Coach, U.net, and I will set up a time with them. If you contact me, I'll even send you out a free ebook that was written by Chris Cardell. He's in over 20 years experience as an internet marketer, 77 ways to get more customers. I'll send out
that
free ebook.
I want that.
For anyone. Yes.
Thank you so much, Stephen. You have a blessed day. And thank you, my listeners. Thank you for listening. And share this podcast. Share this recording with someone. And you can definitely listen to all of our past episodes. Be blessed. Stay highly encouraged.
Thanks again. Have a great day.